Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what's happening? A new week on the Purple Project Podcast Daily with yours truly, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's a little chilly here on this Monday, April 19th, 2021. And yes, folks, you heard me right. It's supposed to snow later on this evening and into the hours of the morning. So, I mean, we're supposed to get a little bit of snow, something like that, some inch, an inch and a half, something like that. I mean, we'll see how much we get when it comes to these things. And yes, usually in the springtime, you get that occasional snow. And there's not going to be no snow day. Shouldn't be, but I mean, we'll have to wait and see about that here in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. Still does not feel like spring over the last few days here. Speaking of spring, baseball just capped off a big series against Oklahoma over the weekend. Of course, they had to make two of those games into a day doubleheader with weather in the area. I think on Friday, I want to say Friday, it was raining for sure. And then they changed it into a doubleheader. K-State split the doubleheader, walked it off in game one in the opener, and then lost game two. And then, of course, yesterday, big series win, closed out by Big Country with the save there for K-State there. Game three yesterday, 8-3. Was the final yesterday. So K-State has so far won 5 out of 6 in their long home stand. Of course, let's recap the series here for y'all Cats fans, if you missed it. K-State, I'll get to the overall in just a second, but K-State 3-2, walked it off in extras in the bottom of the 10th inning. They walked it off there against Oklahoma 3-2 in that one. I'm just going to go right down to the overall scores here for y'all. And then K-State Nation, K-State, we lost game two, 6-4 in that game. And I'm just going to do the record. Jordan Wicks pitched game one of the series opener. Tyler Ekberg, got the win there due to the game being extra innings. Oklahoma tied it to force it in the extras there, and K-State walked it off in the bottom of the 10th inning. Ekberg 2-3 at that moment in time, while Wyatt Olds recorded the loss for the Sooners. And then game two, of course, there, Oklahoma bounced back with a 6-4 victory there. Carson Seymour picked up another loss for the Wildcats, 2-4 of the year. At that point in time, Carson Carter got the win decision there for the Sooners. Here's some highlights there, obviously. K-State scored 3 runs in game one, 7 hits, no errors, and left 7 on base for them. Jordan Wicks, of course, I talked about him just a moment ago. 7 innings pitch, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Wicks also threw 121 pitches, a season high to this point. That's the second highest amount in his career. You got to go back to 2 years ago where he pitched 129 pitches against the Texas Longhorns there. K-State, ugly number here. It went 3 of 4, 12 with 2 outs. And 3 of 14 with runners in scoring position in this game in the opener. 2 of 7 with runners in scoring position in game two. Of course, K-State only lost the game. 4 runs on 7 hits with 1 error. 9 left on base in this one here. And then Kaplinger for K-State hit his first homer of his career for K-State. Kaplinger also drew in a pair as well. And Caleb Littlejim and also Torres out of the pen. 5 out of 2/3 shutout innings in relief while only allowing 2 hits in the game out of the pen. 7 combined strikeouts. And then here, K-State 0 of 9 with 2 outs. 3 of 16 with runners in runners on, and then 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position there. So game three for K-State definitely made it up. And then, of course, Kaplinger, just to fill out the full name, Dylan Kaplinger, huge in the game two there, but came up for the loss here. But big game three for the Cats, getting it done here. As I mentioned here in the daily here, this is the Purple Project Daily. Eddie Greer talking baseball. K-State taking 2-3 from the Sooners. Ekberg again on the mound after he was on the mound a little bit in relief in game number one. Tyler Ekberg gets two wins in both K-State wins over Oklahoma. In this one here, Caleb Littlejohn also batted in this one. He went 3-for-3 in this one. Nick Goodwin 2-for-5 in this one. 2 runs scored. Dylan Phillips continues his awesome season. He went 2-for-3. He had 2 runs scored. Zach Kosolaska 2-for-4. I in this one as well here. K-State 8-3 in this one. Winning the series and taking the series away. 8 runs on 14 hits. No errors, but 11 on base. So Oklahoma very lucky that this could have been worse for them on that side of the ball. And then I already mentioned Littlejohn, Phillips, Kosolaska, Goodwin, and Karsinisi all had multi-hit games. And you got to go back to Phillips on this one. 10th home run of the season. And I already mentioned he drove in 2. K-State also added in 3 extra base hits as well. Ekberg, 2 wins in the series, allowing 3 runs on 8 hits and 3 walks and 2 strikeouts in 4 innings of work. In this one, in the big country with the perfect 9th inning forward. Perfect 9th inning, striking out 2, and of course recording that last strikeout there to cap it right there in the game, right there for the Wildcats. In this one, Casey Ford with the save for K-State. And now K-State, folks, big Wildcat country, is now 21-15, and they have 5 out of their last 6 to begin. So 4-5 so far on the homestand. That homestand continues this weekend. It's only Monday, but they'll be back at it again against West Virginia for a 3-game set. 21-15 now for the Cats. And then they're upgraded their Big 12 conference record to now 4-8 in Big 12 play there. If I can pull up the original standings here real quick, I can see where they're at right now. But that's huge. That was huge. I mean, like, once again, like I said before the series started, I mean, they needed to get the wins to get themselves up in the standings here. And they did just that here. They were sitting at the bottom. Now they move +2 into 8th position here. In the Big 12, 8th, they jump KU, and they jump Oklahoma. They sit 8th in the Big 12 Conference, 4-8, and they're 21-15. K-State baseball, Pete Hughes, getting the series win against Oklahoma. Eddie Greer, that's a wrap for the baseball recap from the weekend series here in Twain Family Stadium. K-State takes 2-3. Go Cats. This has been another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily.
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.